Afternoon Gems 98.5. We are getting close to the Heart and Soul Music Festival Saturday, October the 14th at Popka Amphitheater. You know, one of the co-headliners, they're going to shut it down next week, Tahir.
11 days.
Yes. Yes. We have the lead singer, the one and only. You hear his voice on all the classic hits.
Legendary.
Captain Mark Woods. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, it's a blessing to be here, and I'm feeling just great, feeling good, and just glad to be alive in the sunshine in California right now.
Hey.
All right. Soon you'll be in the sunshine of Apopka, Florida.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And looking forward to coming to Apopka. Love Florida, and looking forward to coming to see you guys. And, you know, it's going to be funky. You know, that's the only way we want to roll.
Tell us about the Lakeside vibe, that Lakeside show.
Well, you know, the Lakeside show is a funk show, okay, with new music as well as the classics that you're used to. And we just come at them with energy, and it's just a pleasure to be able to bring this kind of heat. And you know, if you know our records, you know that we have to bring, you know, a little bit of that "Your Love Is on the One" that fantastic song, you know, and a lot more, you know, no doubt. I Want to Hold Your Hand, a lot of beautiful music and some new stuff. You know, I have new music out, Jam Boogie Island, from the soon to be released album of the same name. And we're putting it together, man, just trying to make some things happen.
All right. Wow.
What's your favorite?
Man, you already hit it, Cap, when you say "Your Love Is on the One."
Ooh,
that,
exactly.
I made a lot of money playing that as a DJ back in the day.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, very, very strong. But, you know, on a serious note, I want to give my condolences, which I have, to the family already. You know, we lost one of our original members of the group Lakeside. And the funk. Mr. Fred Timbales Lewis, passed away about a week ago, and we're going to eulogize him tomorrow and send him home proper tomorrow.
That's good.
Just wanted to shout out, he's the man that wrote "It's All the Way Live."
Oh, okay? Wow.
And so, you know, he had a lot to do, and people should remember him always. Remember that always, because that's the man who put that troglodyte style funk into our process. We were just a band before we got to LA without that. Okay.
Wow. So, Captain, you guys are based out in LA. This whole time, y'all been vibing out in LA?
I'm from Dayton originally, okay? The land of funk. We're from
Dayton.
And I grew up three houses down and across the street from where the Ohio Players practiced and Uncle Willie and all up and down the street. You know, it was just, I thought it was like that everywhere. But we've been, you know, yeah, I did, man. I thought, you know, everywhere you go, every garage, every other garage, you could pull up or in the basement and see a band. That's the way Dayton was, man. It really was.
Wow. I didn't know that history. So, you know, we these are my people, Midnight Stars and Ohio Players, Zapp and Roger. I brought one of my first concerts I ever did, and as a young jit, was to bring Zapp and Roger to my hometown of Muskegon, Michigan.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Zapp, when it was Human Body, and Roger and his brother, they actually had my sister in the group, the Human Body, when they first started that. She sang along with Roger there in Hamilton and a couple of other times. And Midnight Star, the interesting story about that is the gentleman, I was just speaking of, Fred Lewis, drove them to their to Oakwood Gardens out here for their deal. They made it, you know, came from Cincinnati to out here for their deal. And me and my wife and my baby girl rode together, brought them out to California back in the day when before no parking and everything.
Oh, wow. We're getting an education here,
that's
man.
That's history right there.
This is the captain for real. He just ain't playing around.
No. He been the captain of the ship for a minute.
So, oh yeah, but see, I got to give Fred his props, man, Mr. Fred, Big Fred, because you know he had those type of skills. He drove. He actually drove the bus for them. I mean, in this situation, brought him out here for Dick in my bus. You know, in our group bus. You know.
Wow. So, Captain, tell me, when these songs came out, you know, Fantastic Voyage, You're Loving on the One on the Same Project, what were you at as a person, and what did this music do for you?
Well, you know, we had made two albums before that, okay, and we were at a point where we were ready to get real serious about what we were doing. I had just fallen for my girl, about getting married, having the first child, did all of these kind of things were happening. And, you know, when It's All the Way Live, 1978, when that came on the scene, I had a song called Happy Holidays to You that the Whispers had recorded, which was the first song actually on Solar Records, not Soul Train Records, but Solar Records.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Christmas song that you hear every year, lots of happy little children waiting for sunrise. You know, happy holidays to you. You know, that song is a classic. But I wrote it. I'm playing piano on it too, by the way. But
man.
And that's part of. So at that stage of life, I thought life couldn't be easier than that because I had new kids. I had my kids, my wife, the marriage of Sharon Hill was a former Soul Train dancer. Sharon, that's my wife that used to be a Soul Train dancer. Check out her interview. That baby is over 1.5 million right now.
Oh, wow.
On the internet. I used to be a Soul Train dancer. She's, you know, she's got such an interesting story. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that was a happy, very happy time. And I had actually two or three records out at the same time. Something on the Whispers, the Christmas song, and new music from us, you know. So Your Love is on the One. I mean, Fantastic Voyage, especially. We were... in our bag. That's what I think the kids call it.
In your bag.
We got in our bag then. You know, it didn't matter what a person thought was right or wrong. We knew, we felt our way through it. If it didn't lay, it didn't stay. It was pure.
Wow.
And we worked together in the best way collectively than we ever had, and we got the best results.
Wow. Captain Mark Woods on the phone line from Lakeside. When was the last time you performed here in the Orlando area?
Orlando, you know, it's hard to keep up, but I was in Florida a couple of years ago, but I don't think it was up there. Okay. And I don't know if you could tell me, but it was within the last time I was there for an award. So I know I'm looking forward to coming and stomping that out, making sure that I'll know the next time.
That's right, okay. Right. You're going to remember this.
Oh, yeah, you're going to remember this one.
You're going to remember this one. This venue is so beautiful, Captain Woods.
Oh, and looking forward to it. I've, you know, heard nothing but nice things about it. And, you know, we're just here to want to make people party and enjoy the, you know, the essence. It's all gravy at this point for us. What we have to do is make sure that this music moves on to the next phase that, you know, because you see how people have responded to it, but it's still underground. There's still somehow, well, it's still underground, even though they want to get the same type of success country music and other types are. And it's a lot of political reasons for that, but we need more radio. We need more of this. So I just want to make sure that it's understood that we intend to stand and fight for it and keep creating it and keep trying to move the ball forward as far as making it the kind of music that everybody, the melting pot, everybody can fall into, like fuck has become, but it's kind of like the back door. We have to, the people have to discover it. Other races have to discover it sometime, right, where Japanese, black people, the Hispanic people and everything kind of know to go that way and find this gold this mine vibe, to fuck us right out of here, you know.
I can feel you. Cap, if I could ask, how long have you been supplying the funk, and what's your passion now today to keep this? Because obviously, how you just turned on that voice, you went from how you sounded right now to that voice was crystal.
Yeah, when he's singing.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your passion right now? What keeps that going?
It is still
how long you been at it? Like, yeah,
to change the course of human events, to be honest with you. I'm pressed with the passion that I was supposed to use these talents to make this a better place, and so far it's going worse. That I know that's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yes.
But what it is our responsibility as artists to be able to put a mirror to what society does, what we're doing out here, and what we may be doing ourselves, and be able to show them another side, show them the sunshine, show them a day at the beach instead of another day of war down, you know, in the streets, in the trenches. Mm-hmm. We have to do what we do to change the course of human events. All artists do, you know.
Wow. Wow.
That's heavy.
That's deep. And artists did it. We go back in history. We can think about what Marvin was talking about. Stevie Wonder was talking about.
And you see how pristine it is now. It wasn't always that clear. They wanted to fight it or stop it or whatever. But it was beautiful, and it told the story, and it stayed the course. And now it's for lifetimes. It's there for people to understand. You know, they don't have to destroy the world. We don't have to fight each other. You know, it's some peace, and then there's still some beauty to this stuff.
Yeah.
And I have a new song called, it's a medley of songs called Come Together for Us, We the People and Better Days. It's really about today, and does structure itself based on, a funk structure that I try to just make it funky, make it where it's okay, you don't lose anybody. I didn't put wild guitars in it to try to draw, rockers too, but I didn't go that far. But what I tried to do was make it relatable in a pop sense still, even though it's very, very funky. Okay.
Indeed.
Wow.
I didn't mean to say it with that much confidence, but
you earned that right, boss.
Yep, absolutely.
You earned that right to say it. You are Captain Mark Woods. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You can say that because you got the receipts.
Right.
That's funny.
Cap, let me ask you, what do you think about artists like Thundercat and different artists that seem to be they're doing something with the funk?
That Thundercat has always been a guy that has understood and recognized what we're trying to do out here. And it's all good to me. Fusion, any way you can cross the board with the hip hop and bringing those elements together to create fun. That's the problem. We don't want to isolate it. And so it's almost too far isolated. To this point, we are sort of limited to where we can be heard, especially with radio. And that's what's great about Spotify and some of that stuff. People can discover it, but they have to discover it. It's not going to be out there where, to be discovered like it was back in the day.
So, let the funk be smelled. They got to smell that funk wherever
it's at. Yeah, you got to get a whiff of it.
Can't
that's
be
right.
trying to
you
take know, box you, the funk
you,
in.
You won't know what's there.
You hurt yourself keeping the funk in. You got to let it out.
Let it out. Wow.
But, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed to be doing it. And like you said, I'm from 15 years old. I've had one band. Of course, we've been through the changes. I've had to change personnel or whatever. But this was something that was started 15, 16 years old in California by 17, 18, and, you know, have worked this 9 albums to this point. We are blessed just to be here, and to have Dick Griffey, the late Dick Griffey, who gave us an opportunity to write our own songs. It guaranteed us at least half of our songs we would be able to write and therefore eventually publish ourselves.
Wow.
And
Fantastic.
That was something almost unheard of back in the day. You asked the Rolls Royces or Whistlers or some of these others. They don't have that part of the business to even look back on. The producer did everything, you know.
Right.
And so we are very blessed that we were put in that situation that we could allow ourselves creativity, because that's what it's really about, the creativity, the ability to keep pushing the ball forward so this thing grows and our people grow from it. Yeah. It's the main thing.
Yeah. Man, I'm really enjoying this conversation to talk to one of our elders in the game that, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I bought all y'all music, man. I ain't gonna lie. So
man,
I'm a DJ, you know?
that's a blessing, and it's still hard, you know, because you understand when you're in Dayton, and I looked up, you know, my Uncle Willie, I looked up to these guys like the players who I go peek in the window in the basement, and they're down there practicing or whatever, you know, and, when they got a record, I thought, you know, it was like, that's incredible. You know, they have a record. Then by the time I got to California, I was hearing that record in California when I first got here. And it's like, it can be done.
Oh, wow.
And this is what really I try to stress to them. And that's why I call the Land of Funk. It just came up as a lyric, but I've named Dayton the Land of Funk. And no main mistake, I did that. Okay.
Dayton is super funky.
Yes, it is.
Dayton
is
funky.
Wow, Captain, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the show. You guys.
Man, it's going to be so funky. Y'all better come on out here because, you know, it's like Haley's Comet. Only so often you may see something very special, and I'm trying to make sure that when you see it, you won't forget it. So come on out.
Woo!
Enjoy Lakeside.
Oh, man.
You heard it.
Mic down.
That's it.
That's it.
What else do you need?
Captain, God bless you, sir.
Same to you. God bless.
Yeah, and we'll see you next week at the Heart and Soul Music Festival. All right.
See you soon.
Take care.
God bless.
Bye. Woo!
Wow, family.
Captain Mark Woods.
You got to recognize a blessing when it hits you. That was a blessing.
Yeah. Fed us, man.
What?
You're going to feed us again next
good
week.
Good time to be alive. October 14th. October 14th. Heart and Soul Music Festival, we are on, baby. Please get your tickets, www.heartandsoulfestival.com. Hit that Eventbrite. Get them. You want to be in the building, family.
Pull up. It's afternoon jams.